From the WLRN Tallahassee Bureau, I'm Gina Jordan. Florida is among the worst states for women living in poverty. That's from a report out this month by the Institute for Women's Policy Research and the Florida Women's Funding Alliance. The report finds more than 15% of adult women are living below the poverty line. That puts Florida among the bottom third in the country. The federal definition of who's poor varies. For example, a family of three is living in poverty if their annual income is less than $20,000. But it's not just about the money. Tallahassee attorney Robin Hassler Thompson is executive director of the Survive and Thrive Advocacy Center for Victims of Human Trafficking.
When you're vulnerable in terms of poverty, you're also vulnerable on other levels. For example, we have found that there's a correlation between women who are vulnerable economically and women who are victims of human trafficking, and that's labor trafficking and sex trafficking. There's also a relationship between poverty and women who are victims of domestic violence and sexual assault. Even if women are economically well off, once they are victimized, their situations can drastically change. Picture, for example, a young woman in college who was raped in her first semester at school. What we've seen time and time again is that these young women drop out. They're not able to continue their studies and work, and that has an implication to that young woman for a lifetime.
We know Florida is ranked third in the country for reports of human trafficking. Would you say there's a correlation between that crime and our poverty level?
I think there is a direct correlation in terms of who we are as a state. There are protections that should be in place but aren't. For example, our labor industry is hardly regulated at all. So if you see low-wage, low-skilled jobs in a highly unregulated environment, you're going to see human traffickers be very, very happy to come here and exploit people. We also see that Florida is very big in a lot of the industries that human trafficking flourishes in. The service industry, agriculture, construction, the sex industry flourishes in our state. And then you can think about other services that we so desperately need that we do not have yet. We do not have, as a state, resources that fully can house victims, provide mental health services, provide the whole range of services that trafficking victims so desperately need.
What do you think needs to happen for Florida to turn these numbers around?
It has to be a response on several levels. We need to do more immediately in the short term to make sure health care is accessible to more poor people. I think we need to do more as well to make sure that those who are in poverty have access to legal services and to the justice system in general. We also need to look at the long term and how we can get our population better educated and more able to meet the challenges of our society in the world of technology and in general. We also need to look at the minimum wage. Sometimes people don't realize how often women are the ones who are primarily at a disadvantage when it comes to our current minimum wage of $8 and change, and how we have to do more to improve that, because raising the minimum wage would do a lot more to help women than anything in the short term as well. How the least of us is doing is something that affects all of us.
We've been speaking with Robin Hassler Thompson, an attorney in Tallahassee. Her work focuses on public policy related to violence against women. From the WLRN Tallahassee Bureau, I'm Gina Jordan.